Boy, Easter was sure different. Obviously, not being able to be there physically to receive Christ sacramentally. However, with spiritual communion, and we're doing this on a daily basis, I have found that spiritual communion has given me a greater intimacy with Christ. So the next time I receive him sacramentally, it's going to take that event to the next level for me. So that there's a little bit of a blessing here, Father Ed, that has come out of this darkness.
Yes, yes. I mean, God's love is infinite, and God is allowing this to happen. And as Augustine says, that God allows evil to bring greater good out of it. So we can make a spiritual communion. And what is spiritual communion? Where, when, and how? So I can maybe try to respond to those questions, if that's okay.
That would be great, because we do get a lot of those questions about a spiritual communion. Is there a special way to make a spiritual communion? Does it have to be in connection with a mass that is being celebrated that I'm watching online? So explain, for especially for new listeners, and we have a lot of listeners who are not Catholic who are hearing our conversation, Father Ed, about what spiritual communion is and where we can make a spiritual communion.
Yes. What it is, it's an intimate desire to receive Christ into our hearts in a spiritual way. Given that we cannot receive him sacramentally in that moment, in this moment, we can receive him spiritually. And St. Thomas Aquinas makes this point, is that normally the most efficacious channel by which we are sanctified is through the sacramental system. That's the normal process. But God is not obliged to only follow the sacramental system. He can, so to speak, circumvent the sacramental system and communicate his graces in another way. And in this situation, yes. And so it's a desire to have this intimate union with Christ, even though it's not in a sacramental way. There are many prayers that have been composed. I actually wrote one myself, and this is in the article, and I'll just pray it for you now. It's only about 50 words, but I think it's pretty well written. And it's the following. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, Son of Mary, my best of friends, I believe that you are truly and substantially present in the Blessed Sacrament, in your body, blood, soul, and divinity. I cannot receive you now in the Eucharistic Sacrament. However, I humbly beg you to come into the very depths of my soul, at least spiritually. So that would be a formula in which you can make that spiritual communion. Now, with respect to where, you can make your spiritual communion wherever you are. You can make it in your room. You can make it taking a walk. You can make it in the car. You can make it any place whatsoever. And you can receive a spiritual communion, different than sacramental communion. Sacramental communion, if you go to Mass, two Masses, you actually can receive sacramental communion two times. But spiritual communion can be received as often as you like. And that should be very consoling, because whenever you want to invite the Lord to visit you spiritually in the depths of your soul, then the Lord is ready to come. And one of the biblical passages that I utilize for this is Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, where our Lord says, "Come to me, all of you are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, because I'm meek and humble of heart. For you'll find rest for your souls, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I mean, the Lord really has a very strong desire to enter into our hearts. And then the way I composed the chapter was such that after you make your spiritual communion, what you can do is you can actually make a thanksgiving for a spiritual communion. And then in my article, I wrote basically 10 different things that you can say when you're making your thanksgiving after a spiritual communion would be the following. Okay, say, for example, you just said that prayer that I said with you. You've invited Jesus Christ into your heart spiritually. Okay, after that, spend maybe a few seconds in silent adoration of Christ who's within the very depths of your heart. And Here are some prayers that you can say. You can say the Anima Christi. This is a prayer attributed to Saint Ignatius Loyola, which is soul of Christ, sanctify me, body of Christ, save me, blood of Christ, a unit. There's a beautiful prayer that the church has recommended for many years as a thanksgiving after sacramental communion. Another would be the prayer before the crucifix, which when I was a child, when I made my first communion and I received my first communion book, this was a classical prayer that was written in the books, first communion books. You're making a prayer before the crucifix after you have the Lord within your heart sacramentally. The next would be divine praises. So divine praise is the highest form of prayer in Catholicism is praise. And I think that if you've got the Lord within your heart and just break into those divine praises are said after you make a holy hour and the priest or deacon gives you the benediction, then you break into those beautiful, beautiful short prayers where you're praising God in such a way. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. That can be another thanksgiving. And then another one is praise the Lord through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. St. Louis de Montfort in True Devotion to Mary, he says that one of the best ways that we can praise God in our hearts is through the Heart of Mary, and he says by praying the Magnificat, that beautiful prayer of praise that came from the Heart of Mary, when she was visiting St. Elizabeth, and they're both sharing the joy of being pregnant with the children that they're going to bring into the world. I suggest that a good Thanksgiving could be to go through the four primary purposes of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. And that's easy to remember if you can remember this acronym, the ACTS. Okay, those four letters, ACTS. So you made your spiritual communion, and now you just go through those four different letters. Start to adore the Lord. And one of the ways in which you can adore the Lord would be the divine praises. Or another short adoration could be, O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, O praise and O thanksgiving be every moment thine. That's another prayer that can be said. Then contrition, we all are sinners. A prayer of contrition, this AC, can be the act of contrition, maybe say, before you go to confession, oh my God, I'm heartily sorry. Or you could even say the prayer composed by St. Francis that we pray when we're making the way to the cross, for the sake of his sorrowful passion. Rather, this is part of the Divine Mercy prayer. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and the whole world. Then you go from A, C to T, and thank God. You know, the prayer of thanksgiving should be a prayer that is part and parcel of our existence. No, what do we have in our lives that we have not received from God? Only one thing, and that's our sins. And we choose our sins. But aside from that, thanksgiving, everything that we have is a gift from God. The fact that we can breathe, the fact that we can walk, the fact that we can talk, the fact that we can think, the fact that we can love, the fact that we have a faith in God, the fact that, as Paul quoting the great poet says, in him we live and move and have our being. Then the last letter is supplication. We're begging, imploring all the graces, helps that we need to live a peaceful and secure life and to make it safe and sound until we get to heaven. And the last thing I said is from a letter of St. Peter, he says, cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. So anything that might be bothering you, anything that might be worrying you, that can be an object of your prayer. Just cast your cares upon the Lord because he cares for you. This is the way that I see it, John. It's you make your spiritual communion, in a certain sense, the way you make a sacramental communion, and then you can just open up your heart and just unload and talk to the Lord from the very depths of your heart. I think it's a good suggestion for people that obviously because of the situation, sacramental communion is not possible yet in most dioceses, but the spiritual communion, we can receive many, many graces, no? The power of God is only limited by our lack of faith. You know, faith can move mountains if we really believe, no?